the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, and welcome to a wonderful October Chubbs Gone Wild. It is Monday, October 6th, 2025, and it is Halloween time. How are you feeling?
Well, you know, I don't like Halloween, so but I'm feeling, and we should just get it right off the table right away. Mm-hmm. We got some bad news this week.
Okay.
And that's that the we didn't make the cut for the Golden Globe Awards for Best Podcast.
Son of a bitch.
I know.
Number 13 comedy podcast, but no, we can't get a freaking Golden Globe.
Well, you know how they are. If it's comedy, it must be easy. You know, anybody who's ever tried comedy knows it's not, but anybody that has never assumes it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yeah, so sorry we didn't make the cut, but you know, maybe next year.
Maybe. I don't know. We have something to aim for anyway. All right. Well, it is 84 degrees and sunny in Chubland today. Temperatures went back up a little bit there. So.
Yeah, don't worry. We get warm again tomorrow, and then it's 70s and 60s.
Ooh, happy.
No, that's too cold.
To us.
I like the 80s during the day because the house warms up enough that I'm not shivering.
Yeah.
And then it cools down into the 50s at night, so it's good sleeping and you can cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what I've been doing is I turn on the whole house fan during the day, warm it up,
mm-hmm.
and then just leave it on. And as soon as it starts cooling off outside, it starts cooling off inside. So it's a good process.
Yeah, it is a good process. We just to keep our AC on 72. Although now that we're doing autumn, it's going to go back up, so we don't have to use it so much.
No, now you'll be using the heater.
Well, let's hope we have a little bit of time before that. But yeah, at least California is supposed to get a little bit of a kickback from our energy thing. I don't know what it is or when it's going to come, but hey, mine will probably be like $1.50, kind of like my royalties. All right. It is 25 days until Halloween. Woohoo! And only 80 days until Christmas. It is time to reflect. Channel our inner selves. I communicate clearly and honestly. People can trust that what I say is true. Yeah, pretty much I'm down with that one. Especially in the world of alternifacts or whatever they want to call it now. Yeah, I'll tell you pretty clearly. All right.
You know, I think it's really kind of rude.
Yeah?
That you have just disregarded our Canadian listeners.
Oh, how did they do that?
Well, you used to always talk about Canadian Thanksgiving, but now you just don't give a shit about it.
Well, you know what?
Well, it's next Monday. It's next
them,
Monday. So happy Thanksgiving next Monday to all our Canadian listeners.
That's wonderful. I am glad that you brought that up and you mentioned it. I'm just waiting for us to, you know, for them to be the 51st state so that we can make them have Thanksgiving on the correct day.
Oh,
in
good
November.
For you, MAGA Matt.
Oh, no. I just, you know.
No, MAGA Matt. I hear it.
Little holidays.
It's on tape now. There you
Oh,
go.
you know what? Mega Man. That would have been an interesting. No. SBA. That's me. All right. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, and DJ Starsage, Ramza Univaz, Mark, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can become a supporter of the work that we do for as little as $1 a month. And be expecting some Halloween fun in your mailboxes, patrons. All right. Well, let's see what happened today in history. Well, it turns out in 1908, Austria-Hungary annexes Bosnia-Herzegovina. So they did that, and then they became like a dual monarchy of Austria-Hungary, and like a whole bunch of stuff happened. So there you go. Also, Babe Ruth sets a world record. Sets a World Series record in 1926 when he hits a record three homers against the St. Louis Cardinals in the fourth game of the World Series. In 1973, the Yom Kippur War brings United States and USSR to the brink of conflict. The surprise attack by Egyptian and Syrian forces on Israel in October 1973 throws the Middle East into turmoil and threatens to bring the United States and the Soviet Union into their conflict. The president of Egypt in 1981 is assassinated. Islamic extremists assassinate Anwar Sadat, the president of Egypt, as he reviews troops on the anniversary of the Yom Kippur War. So, 7, 8 years later, that happened. And I vaguely remember that. I certainly knew the name, Sadat. Then, in 1996, Bill Clinton debates Bob Dole. Yes, his Republican challenger, Senator Bob Dole from Kansas, in their first debate of that year's presidential run. And as Bob Dole was, he looks kind of benign at this point. All I think about is pineapple anyway.
Leave the comedy for the bear.
I am the bear.
No, you're not.
Yes, queen. All right, let's move on to our next little segment, which is holidays. I want to see if you celebrate any holidays today. Hopefully we have a whole bunch. Never mind. Yeah, we have a whole bunch of them. All right, starting with Blue Shirt Day. Are you wearing a blue shirt? I'm wearing a blue shirt.
I'm wearing a blue shirt.
Yay! Done. Child Health Day. Eh.
Wait, what if it was like Blue Shirt Day was like a Nazi thing?
Oh gosh, that would be
What did
horrible.
they
That would change
what
the shirt.
they were
Brown shirts.
brown shirts.
Let's see. Come and Take It Day. Oh, come and
Well,
get it day.
I celebrate that anytime and all the time I can.
Let's see. Day of Unity. Oh, we need more of that.
Well, from what?
I don't know.
Okay, see.
Yeah.
Yeah, this blue shirt, now Day of Unity, I'm starting to, it's smelling bad.
Yeah, I don't know. Garlic Lovers Day. Now we're smelling bad.
Okay,
Oh my gosh. So I was in line at CVS a little bit ago and my nose was working overtime. And I swear the older lady in front of me had just had like some sort of sandwich or something that had like bucket loads of garlic and onions. She just reeked.
Maybe she's been making spaghetti sauce at home.
You know, that could very well be, but I was just on overload. It was awful. Anyway, it's also Jackie Mayer Rehab Day. That's awesome, I think. We have the Mad Hatter Day, which in honor of my shirt actually has the cat. from the Alice in Wonderland
You
thing.
mean the Cheshire Cat?
Yes, Queen, the one that
The
smokes
cat.
the
Yeah, the cat. Oh boy, listen to
Well, was
you.
there another cat there?
No.
Even. And this one says, "We're all crazy down here." So fun. Oh, it's National Badger Day.
I'm trying my best.
Badge him day. It's also National Coaches Day. I've seen those videos, kind of creepy.
Yeah,
And
they
then,
are, isn't, aren't they? That's it's yeah,
yeah,
not my
strange.
favorite.
No, National Consignment Day. I don't have anything to consign. German American Day. I have a tiny, teeny, teeny little bit of that.
It's not that small.
Oh, I don't know. It's German. Also, we have noodles. Nope. Orange wine. Nope.
Orange wine.
I didn't even know they had or did orange wine, but I'm
Isn't
not
that
surprised.
just orange juice that's gone bad?
Probably. Probably.
Ugh.
It's National PA Day. Prince
Yeah,
Albert,
oh,
Ellie.
that's, isn't that what they meant?
I guess. I mean, I would wonder, probably with them, it's like,
Personal assistant.
yeah. I was gonna say that, or what do they do? The parent association. I don't know. Anyway, also it's
Do you like PAs?
not really. I'm not opposed if it's nice, but I've seen the aftermath of some that decided to go bigger and well, let's just say I don't want to clean that bathroom.
Well, yeah, just sit down. Sit
Right.
down.
Yeah. I don't know. The idea for me doing that of putting a needle like no.
Oh, it's more than a needle.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. We have National Plus Size Appreciation Day.
Well, that's
Wow.
our show.
It's all about us. Yay. We also have Architecture Cerebral Palsy and World Habitat Day. So there's a lot of days today. October 6th, been busy, girl. All right. Do we have next, of course, birthdays. And happy birthday. Well, actually, to my step-grandfather, even though he doesn't like me to call him that, but that's what he is, girl. Also to Jason, and those were recent birthdays already. And then we have Edris, Thomas, Randy, John, Angela, Lo, Autumn, Bob, Carl. Carl. We have Tash, we have Tomas from the Sweden. We have my former publisher, actually our former publisher, Mr. Jeffrey. His birthday's coming up soon. He will be 48. Good God. Started working for him when he was 26. And then we have Lee and Roberta. Happy birthday to all of you. And you know what? I was just being told here that my birthday fundraisers on Facebook, I have raised not this year, but in past years, I've raised $637 for Golden Rule Services, and I will be doing that again this year. So if anybody wants to pony up, feel free. All right. We do have something that came in. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Nephi. He's sitting there waiting. You just know he was. It's like tapping his foot. All right. We got some feedback from Mr. Nephi, actually. And he says that this was about the last question, one of the questions that we did about people cutting in line in front of us and if we would say anything.
It seems to be the most, it's, if people have, everyone has an opinion on that. You know,
Yes.
it's one that they want to express too, because I've been hearing a lot from people of what their thoughts are on that question. So interesting.
Yeah.
Just, it's an observation. Go ahead.
Okay, well, Nephi did the same. He wrote in and said, "I went to pick up my Susan G. Komen race packet and saw a line stretching from upstairs to the back of the store. I joined it, already tempted to leave. Soon after, a middle-aged woman stepped in front of me as if I wasn't there. Irritated, I spoke up, politely, but with an annoyed tone. She apologized and moved behind me. As I waited, I overheard her chatting warmly with someone behind her. I began to feel guilty because she could, herself, be a breast cancer survivor. I turned and apologized for snapping. We ended up talking. She's running for someone close to her, and because her husband works in breast cancer research, I shared I was participating because my sister recently beat breast cancer. And that brief interaction reminded me that we never know what others are carrying. So.
Yeah, I agree with the fact that they always say, put yourself in somebody else's shoes before you you judge. And I try to do that as much as possible. But sometimes, well, and not anymore, I told you, I mean, I've been seeing too many people go apeshit, if you comment on something to them. So I just keep my mouth shut and hope that nobody shoots up the store.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows what's going on anymore? All right, it's time for tub hugs.
And you know what? Good for him for turning around and apologizing.
I agree.
And then, making a new acquaintance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He's probably a better person than I am. I'll give him that. Go ahead.
I'm surprised because I would have expected him to just knock over shelving and be all like, bitch, I can't believe you in front of me. So, no, but not really. Anyway, you got any chub hugs?
Well, let's see. How about the people of Chicago and Portland and Memphis and Los Angeles, soon to be New York and Seattle? And, I'm thinking, why is he not in Sacramento? Newsom's in Sacramento. San Francisco, Oakland. He wants to send him to Oakland.
Of course,
probably
he
to Berkeley
to
too. So no, it's just I don't want to live under a military state.
Nope.
And when you see guys walking around with guns, it terrifies me.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. I mean, I know that there are a lot of places in the South. They have you can carry openly, but oh my God, I wouldn't. If I saw that at a restaurant, I'd never go back to the restaurant. So,
yeah. All right. My chub hugs are just out to everybody that's sane, because I am just beat. Anyway, all right. Well, listener questions. So we were challenged last time by Mr. Moose to listen to some songs by a group called something X. Oh shit. Well, I completely forgot what the name of the group was. I wrote down all the songs, but I forgot the name of the group. Let me just check, see if I can do this super quick without taking up too much time for us. We got Moose. Moose P. Music. There we go. Okay. Okay. So it was called Listen to X Ambassadors. And he wanted us to listen to Happy People, Sunoco, Your Town, and Start a Band. And I did. I said, okay, I will take that challenge.
You did. You okay.
Yeah.
And I did not. I mean, I didn't listen. I was going to, but then, life gets in the way.
Oh, absolutely. I get it. But I will make sure that you have those. So if you want to for next time. But
okay.
So I will say Happy People. I really enjoyed it. I can see why it makes him misty. Very well done. Sunoco, I loved that song. That was really good. Your Town, same thing. Great song. watching the video of the band start, because I watched the videos along with it. Really great. And yeah, they're good. It made me subscribe to their channel to hear more. So thank you for that, for turning us on to that. Very good. Sunoco, really good. Yeah, you would identify as much as I did with that song. All right. So tell us your coming out day story. Next episode will be, well, we didn't get anything in because it'll actually be on the 11th of this time. Oh, we did not get any stories in, but you still have time. Go ahead. Anytime you want to send us your coming out story, go for it. Tom and I will talk about it on the next show. How's that? We've kind of talked on that several times. And then also don't forget to tell us your Halloween story, your favorite Halloween story, your favorite memory as a kid. And then we have our selfies coming in, and we got a couple more, so we'll talk about those more toward Halloween. But we have some from Baron Frosty and Moose to look forward to. And now Tom's going to take over and talk about some big celebrity deaths.
Well, I didn't think that just because we had none last week, we had to overshoot it this week. But
Right.
we did lose Jane Goodall, animal rights advocate, who did more for the knowledge on monkeys and chimpanzees and gorillas,
Gorillas.
the whole thing. She was 91 years old, so that was a good long life, and but still.
I was talking to Nephi about that, and I'm like, we grew up with her. I've always known about her from school, on. So it was just wow.
And then, well, I'll let you do the last one since I have no knowledge of her work.
Oh, I'll bet you do, but go ahead.
No, you go ahead and do that one. And I'll do the other one afterwards because there's more explanation.
Actress Dame Patricia Rutledge, or Routledge, depending on how you want to pronounce it, who basically played Hyacinth's bouquet in Keeping Up Appearances, died at the age of 96. She was a national treasure in England, and even though she had, like, she was like 26, and I think it was Groucho Marx or presented her with a Golden Globe at that age because of her work. She just was everything and everywhere. And then when she got into Keeping Up Appearances, where she played Miss, Hyacinth Bouquet, that became such an iconic British character and so loved over in so many countries that it became like everything that she was identified with. Like, I mean, and she just did so much stage and so much work. Oh, and also, she also did a oh God, why can't I remember it? One of the classic British, female, older female detective stories, that was like written
Mrs.
by
Marple?
something like that. Yeah,
Okay.
one of those characters. Anyway, she also did that, and that was iconic too. So, and I just found out a couple weeks ago that she was still alive, and I was very happy about that. And then she went and died, and that was very inconsiderate of her. And
Well,
that would
the
have gone over that joke would have gone over very well on Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah, because they have comedy writers. Okay, so the last one was So You Think You Can Dance, season four winner Joshua Allen, and he was always our favorite. He came out of nowhere and he didn't have a whole lot of experience, but he was like a sponge. Anything they showed him, he could do. So he was able to go across all these different genres of dance. He died at 36 years old. when he was hit by a train.
Jesus.
Now, I don't know where, I couldn't get any more information on it. You know, how, why, is, you, there's not usually too many accidental train hit by, so I don't know if it was suicide or what, but it was very sad.
That's horrible. And that's like something you don't expect to hear.
Right. I mean, unless it's like he got pushed in front of a train in the subway, you're usually not standing around trains.
Right, especially like
And
36.
you know that when you're, you know what happens when you're hit by a train? It's kind of like a water balloon.
I was gonna say
It's horrible. So I, yeah, it was just very sad news. But let's move on to my week.
Well,
Oh, you got more?
right
Oh.
before it was Hedy Winthrop Investigates was the name of the show I was trying to think.
Oh,
So,
okay.
all right. Now Tom wants to tell us about.
Okay, let's see. The British Bake Off, or British Baking Show, it was Chocolate Week. So the first thing they had to do is make chocolate cups with mousse, of some sort of mousse. And some went better than others. Then they had to do a white chocolate fruit tart, which is kind of weird. You just don't think of fruit and white chocolate. But and then they finally they had to do a chocolate that
Really?
in a spectacular. A spectacular way, like a waterfall of fondue, and the fondue, chocolate fondue forms in a little pool that you can dip in. So, and the person who won, I didn't think deserved to win this week. I thought the other two were much better, did much better, but she's been a little needy for love. So, yeah. And when I say she, I use that in a,
Colloquial.
yeah. Anyway, but you know it's still such a good show. And let's see, on Survivor, we're in the second week of Survivor, and already a team has lost two of their players. And I just don't, I kind of want to get into the minds of the casting directors. Do they cast the you know, because when they cast, they also put them in the groups. Well, or the producers do, whoever's putting them into the groups of six. How they are so good at making sure that one group is constantly in the bottom until, because the past few years they or past few seasons they've actually had to stop the teams and reshuffle because it was
Really?
down. Yeah, because it gets you start with 18 and one team loses three people, so now you've got 6, 6, and 3. So okay, now we're going to reshuffle. It's all fives, 5, 5, 5, and it's wherever those people go to, they continue to lose. It's so weird. And I don't know if it's like a science that they've got worked out after 49 seasons to make that happen. But it's just odd that it does. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird. Okay, on High Potential, it's back on ABC and Hulu. And they're back to a weekly mystery, and that's the way I like it on that show. I really like, because it's a whodunit and why did they do it kind of thing, and they're very well written actually. So I'm enjoying it. Shifting Gears is back with two of Brian's favorites, Tim Allen and Kat Dennings. You know he loves them. That's back on ABC and Hulu. It was funny. Alice in Borderland, which just season three just started on Netflix. And so we were like, well, let's get going on season three. So I pull it up and it says, do you want to finish season two? And I'm
What?
like, didn't we finish season two? We finished season two, episode one. So it kind of says to me, we must not have liked the second season very much. So if we didn't get any further than the first episode, which is kind of sad. Now, remember last week on Gen V over on prime. We had the locker room with big in it, and then some guy was crawling out of the other guy's butt. Okay, well, this week we had an old man's wiener and a vagina. We got some vag. So, yeah, forget the storyline. I just want to see dick. Let's see. Last week I was talking about only murders in the building and how it wasn't really connecting. Well, this week's episode was much better, and I'm wondering if it has to do with the fact that Meryl Streep's character just came back into the fold.
Oh, nice.
So, I don't know. Yes, maybe. Peacemaker, this week, it was funny because we watched Superman, the movie, and then we watched Peacemaker, and the episode's all about Superman. So it was weird. I mean, literally, we watched it. Watch the movie, and then oh, let's go to watch Peacemaker because he is in it on the TV for one little clip, and then all of a sudden it's like, holy shit, Lex Luthor's on this, and it was funny because I was thinking, isn't the guy who's working for the government, wasn't he just on the last show on the Superman movie, and then he goes to visit Lex Luthor, and I'm like, oh. Well, we could have timed that any better. So that was fun. But the oh, the episode, oh, so fucked up. So fucked up. Because what happens is they're playing with dimensions, alternate dimensions. And Peacemaker found it's a thing his father, I guess, developed where he could go between. And what happened was he Peacemaker went there, and he accidentally kills his duplicate in that dimension. So he's but he it's such a great dimension that he's like, yes, I'm gonna just stay here and play myself in this one because the one I'm from sucks. So everything's great, and then so he excuse me. He leaves his band of rebels behind him, so they figure out how to get into the dimension. They go there, and everything goes wrong for them. Every first of all, we find out that Peacemaker is this new dimension has a American flag with a Nazi instead of the stars. It's a Nazi sign, the swastika. So it's like, oh, we're fucked. We got to get out of here now. So it's kind of hilarious in a very sad, gross way. But it was when they realized that it's like, oh, fuck, we got to get out of here. Okay. That was good. A good episode. And I've got a new one that I've got to watch now. But I didn't want to go any further than this one on the show. English teacher this week. A bunch of good episodes. I've almost we've I think we only have like two or three left, and I just want to say that it has not made the top 15 on Hulu at all.
Which one, the English?
English teacher, and that means enjoy this last season because it'll be the last season. I'm sure of it. Episode 8020 was so fucking hilarious. They do 80/20. That was 34 was the DEI, and this is where the kids are trying to get into, is that college week? Yeah, the kids are trying to get into college. They're trying to do their essay, and he's like going, play up the DEI aspect, and they're going, well, that's you can't really do that anymore. They're not doing that. And he's going, but you can still play around with that. And then he's talking around, and they said, well, I think you were a DEI hire. And he's like, what? 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 Why would I be a DEI hire? I'm a good teacher. Well, I mean, yeah, but you've got qualities that at that point we needed in the school. And so he's like, okay, I'm against it now. I'm against the DEI thing. And it was a very funny episode. I love the way they switched around. His mom comes to visit, and I don't know why they didn't get Sofia Vergara to play his mother, but they didn't.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, then there's a an army recruiter episode And then there's the SATs. So the show's been just solid, just really, really solid.
Good.
And I don't know how to make people watch it, but it's such a good show. Well written, the whole thing. We're back on Difficult People. That's the Billy Eichner
Oh, yeah.
pr
That's still
program.
around. Yeah.
There was only two seasons, and they're hilarious.
Ah.
So it's been fun. Cole from O'Mary is in it, and as he's a
Yeah.
regular character, but the cameos have been crazy. Every episode there's somebody new, and it's probably like they're calling in friends going, we really need you to come here and give us some star power. And it's just hilarious, just hilarious show. Continue with Bewitched. And it's just the distrust of the 60s is just horrible. The only person who is, well, it's Samantha. She completely trusts Darren, and Darren's not going to do anything unless manipulated by Endora or one of
Larry.
the other cast of characters.
Oh,
So
yeah.
it's like, which was nice. In all this turmoil, we know that the two of them are good. So,
Right. But yeah, the whole like always like have you gotten to the episodes where she like leaves him at different points because of his distrust of her?
yes, that, well, that was one of the early, there was one early episode
Yeah.
where that happened because he said, Samantha, I know you did this. And
Yeah.
she's like, I did not do this. And he goes, well, I don't believe you. And she goes, well, then I'm leaving. I remember
Right.
that episode. That was kind of an odd one,
And they
but.
still and they have episode there's like two or three other episodes where it's pretty much the same thing. Anyway.
Okay. So, movies I watched this week were, well, I told you Superman. First of all, it was an okay movie, but what I appreciated was no origin story. There's no one who's going to see Superman who's going to go, well, how did it all get started? I don't, I, yeah, I can't imagine there is anybody out there. Well, I'm sure there's somebody out
Five new
there.
people who are
Right,
like 10
right.
years old.
And they haven't watched one of the 18 other S Superman movies, so. But I appreciated that. The dog was irritating the shit out of me until the end. But overall, it was fine. It was Lex Luthor. I liked the fact that Lex Luthor was basically Stephen Miller.
Oh, yeah,
Stephen
he
Miller
looks
mixed with
horrible.
Elon Musk.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Really, really a despicable character. Where it, when Kevin Spacey was playing it, he was funny. He's not so bad. He's funny. And others, they usually play him off as being kind of a Dr.
Oof.
Evil, and less of a I want to destroy as much as I can. But overall, and then when you watched it with, seeing with Peacemaker, I liked it even better. So this week I did go to see *And Juliet*, which is a stage musical based on the fact of what would happen if Juliet didn't kill herself. So, and what happens is you have Shakespeare. It's the opening of Romeo and Juliet, and Shakespeare is ready to start the show. And what happens is Anne Hathaway shows up, which is his wife, not Anne Hathaway from the Princess Diaries. So she shows up and goes, I've got a babysitter, so I'm gonna, come here and spend the time with you. And she goes, but I don't, this is tragic. Why can't Juliet have a good time? So they decide they're going to rewrite the ending together. And it's like, just to give you an idea, because it's a jukebox musical. And he goes, I don't want to rewrite this. And she goes, well, I do. And he goes, He goes, he sings, "I want it that way." You know, because I want it this way. And that's how they bring in the songs. Like when Juliet does something wrong, she goes, "Oops, I've done it again." You know, it's but that's they it's so well weaved. The songs fit perfectly,
Good.
and it's really a delightful musical. Very good time. The audience, and it's funny because the "I Want It That Way" was one of the first songs that they did, so you get the joke right away that this is they're placing songs in here to move the storyline, and sometimes they are hilarious.
Good.
Really good. It's traveling around. I know that we just started here, or the new tour just started in Sacramento. And the girl who's playing Juliet is the girl who just won the Jimmy Awards in New York. And the Jimmy Awards is the award that are awards that they hand out to the top musical theater high schoolers. So this girl has just graduated from high school, and she's on a national tour of Anne Juliet as Juliet. Pretty, and she was phenomenal. Yeah, I don't, I mean, I know she's been doing this for years. This was her third time in the Jimmy Awards, but she had not won either of the past two. This, I'm sure, being her senior year is why she won it this year. But she's, we're going to see more of her. She's just super talented.
Great.
And we got the bad news this week that Mid-Century Modern has been canceled. And you know what I'm really shocked by? The lack of outrage by the community. You know, and this is something that's always bothered me about the gay community is that they're too complacent. We, you know, are they too picky, which is even worse. Remember, they didn't like the new Will and Grace. Will and Grace came back. I don't like this. And then when we get, every time we get a chance to get a show about gay people or lesbian people, well, no, I'm not going to go with the lesbians. I'm going to go with the gay people. When we get the gay people, they shit on it. You know, they're well, that's not, I mean, this Cam and Mitchell. Oh, they're too gay. That no one is like that. And it's just one thing after another. And where is the outrage? Is what I, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, I think a lot of it stems from self-homophobia.
Probably.
There,
Oh, now have you watched the new series on Hulu? It's called Monsters, the Ed Gein story.
No.
Okay, this is Charlie Hunnam, I think is how
Okay.
it's
Oh,
pronounced.
yeah, okay.
He's so pretty, and it's what's really fun to do is go into IMDb and look at his images and go, "Oh my God, he's like he's different in every picture." You know, every show he does, he's got a different look, and this one he looks kind of like a cross between John Cena. And oh God, the guy from Dodgeball, the lead guy from Dodgeball. Anyway, Vince Vaughn. He looks kind of like if they had a baby.
Hello.
That's what he looks like in this show. In another show, I can't. You know, he'll look like Tom Hanks if he wants to. It's he's just that much of
Oh,
a
him.
change.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
And so Ed Gein, if you're not familiar. Is was a serial killer. I'm not sure what the years were, but it was probably the 40s or 50s, right around there, that they actually used the Ed Gein story to make Psycho, because he was Bates. Norman Bates was based on Ed Gein, and then you had Leatherface from the Chainsaw Massacre, who was also based on Ed Gein. Because he was a guy who liked to take off the skin and wear it so he could be somebody new, which is also from Silence of the Lambs, which is where the Buffalo Bill came from. So what they're doing is, while we're finding out the story of Ed Gein, they've got Alfred Hitchcock working with Norman Bates on Psycho. And I'm sure as the episodes progress, we're going to get into the other two shows as well. And there may even be another character that was a movie character that was based on Ed Gein. As we find out more about Ed, we find how he influenced these other characters. So I thought, which is, I think, is kind of clever, especially for Ryan Murphy, because he usually runs out of things to say, and this way he can keep it a little fresher and more interesting. And then finally, we watched 28 Years Later, which is the third or fourth third, okay. And this one is about a young boy coming into, he's 13 years old. His father's going to take him out, and because they live on an island that's secluded, so there's no zombies there. And zombies, I guess, can't. So they're out there, and it's safe, but they have to travel into the mainland for food, for wood, for different things that they have already used up on the island, because the island is basically treeless, and they start running out of food. They can only do so much with birds and with fish. So it was interesting. It had some scares, and the main big zombie, I think he was called Samson, has a big wiener, and he's the fast zombies are naked for some reason. And they've got slow zombies that are so fat that they crawl. They crawl because they're so fat. So it was much easier to watch than I thought. I mean, there were some scary parts that I don't like zombie movies. So, and then there's a surprise that there's this rumored doctor that's on the mainland. If we don't know if he's still alive or not, but they find him, and it's Ray Fiennes. So, that was kind of fun to see him. But that's I think that's about it for my. Oh, I bought. I'm getting two new living room chairs, and they're coming on Thursday from Costco.
Oh,
So.
very nice.
Yeah, get rid of this chair that I have worn down.
Very cool. I'll be looking forward to seeing that in the holidays. See. All right. Well, for my week, I've been focusing mostly on kind of projects around the house and just catching up on a lot of stuff that I had to kind of set aside when my brain just went, nope, not doing that. So yeah, so I'm still kind of catching up on things, but I did manage to watch a few things, including I caught up on, except for this week's Halloween Baking Championship. And again, we talked about it before, so good. I still think it's kooky, kooky casting, but I'm still in it.
Yeah, me too.
And then we had was it, so I watched the Thursday Murder Club because Mr. Lurie Dean just said, you know what, this is so up your alley, you've got to watch it. So I did, and I loved it.
Okay.
I absolutely loved it, and I think one of the reasons that I loved it more, because I mean, story-wise, it is very, standard British knockoff fun detective type thing. I think one of the reasons I loved it so much is because it had so many people and cameos from British TV and movies that I watch all the time that it was just like one after the other of, oh my God, that's, and then, oh my God, that's. So it was bringing in all those people to me just made it even better. So yeah, storyline is, pretty standard, but the people in it, the actors and actresses, just brought it for me. I loved it. And then other than that, really, I haven't watched hardly anything except the Good Witch movies, which there are six, seven of, yes, five, six, seven. I think there's seven of them. And so this week I pretty much focused on those as I'm trying to ease myself into my more Halloween and autumn movies and stuff, that this is a good, easy way to slide into it without just, jumping into Hocus Pocus. So do that a little closer to the actual Halloween day. So there's a few shows that I really want to watch this week, which I kind of, like I'm gonna give Peacemaker a chance. I've been avoiding it, but
Now, have you watched any of the first season?
no, I haven't watched any of it at all.
Okay, because it's well, there's like the beginning of the second season, the first two or three episodes were like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? What's going on? It's like they're terrible. And then it got really good. Oh, there's one scene that I really like, because his best friend is Eagly, which is an actual eagle. I mean,
Okay.
it's a CGI eagle, of course, but he's Eagly, and they're in the new dimension, and he's Eagly has is opened up the refrigerator door, and he's pulling shit out, and everything's on the floor because he's trying to get at something that he wants to eat. And there's this thing of turkey, one of those pull things of turkey that he wants, so, and he can't get into it. So two of the characters come in and go, "Oh my God, Eagly, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Ah!" And they're like, "Okay, we're gonna have to clean up this mess." And the second person goes, "Why do we have to clean up his mess?" And Eagly looks at him and goes, and it's like, "Okay, we'll do it, we'll do it, we'll do it." But it was so fucking funny. I mean, I laughed about it for scenes after scene after scene. I was still thinking about that, and I might go back and watch it again, but it was really funny. Go ahead.
Cool. No, I want to watch that. Of course, I want to catch up on English. I want to watch English Teacher, and I want to catch up on Gen V. As much as I don't necessarily get into the heads exploding and stuff like that,
Heads exploding.
I do like the Boys and the Gen V series, and well, sometimes it's just watching the gross CGI of the other things that are like, okay, let's see how far they go this time.
Well,
Like,
remember the one
remember the
girl can,
exploding sheep and shit? Oh my
right, the
God.
one girl can control blood.
Yeah.
So you know you're going to get some explosions.
So, but yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. But I am still pissed about Mid-Century Modern not being renewed. And it looked like it was going to be. They actually had it on like IMDb for season two, date pending or whatever. And then now it is. And I'm wondering, does it have anything to do with, they're cutting down on shows that are, DEI or whatever they want to call it now, all that. Are we going to see more of this is what I'm kind of wondering.
Well, I think it's just easier not to make them. They don't like the English patient, English teacher. They don't like, Mid-Century Modern. They did, like I said, they didn't like Cam and Mitch on Modern Family. Why make them if nobody, if they're just going to shit on them? So no,
What is a show that the gays a gay show that the gays did not shit on?
Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk.
No, they did
If
at
I
the
remember
time. They
right,
were like, I don't know these people. Oh my God, he's fucking a 17-year-old. Just all this
I remember
stuff.
a lot of complaints about that. I remember
Yeah.
that too.
I mean, it's just, and they didn't like it, and they didn't like this character, and that. It's just.
But boy, the L word got as much love as one could possibly get.
Oh, yeah. Not to
See,
mention cameos
that's
from
why I
big
said it's not
stars.
the lesbians, it's the gays.
Yeah. Because I can't think of a show in any recent time that they just supported and loved.
And even if there's a secondary character that's gay, they tend to,
Shit on it.
yeah, so.
Yeah. And then sit there and go, why don't we have any representation?
Exactly. Fuck you people.
Yeah. I did buy that one show that you liked that You had me watch the two guys that like got married and they wanted to have a kid, and then they ended up the surrogate
Oh,
the daughter and moved in with them.
yeah, I don't know who you... Oh, wait. Is
I
it a movie?
No, it's a series. It was on like NBC or something like that.
Surrogate where they moved the surrogate in? Okay, I'm
Yeah,
a little blank.
I can
Okay.
actually look it up. It'll pop right up in my TV stuff. As long as I have the right browser open. God, I hate this stuff. Fandango, come on, baby. Show me the goods. Well,
Well, we can come back to it.
yeah. So, actually, I'm right here, so we might as well just do it. This makes for great programming, doesn't it?
This isn't BJ and the Bear, is it?
The new normal.
The new. Oh yeah, which they should on.
Yeah, exactly. They shit all over it, and I loved it.
It was just so much fun.
Yep.
Yeah, and we had Andrew Reynolds. Our first time really seeing him after his time on Broadway with Book of Mormon, and yeah, it's just I was just glad I bought the entire season so I can watch it anytime I want.
Yep, I did too. I
And
so
did you get it for $5?
no,
No,
I
I got it for
actually
10. It's $10.
okay, you got it for $10. I think I probably paid around the same, but yeah, I snagged it.
And I will warn our listeners, if there's something like something from an old movie, like I've been trying to get who's killing the great chefs of Europe. I've
Oh.
been trying to get that, it's nowhere. It's something with the music, I'm sure, but it was George Segal and Jacqueline Bisset, and they it's a comedy, and it was a decent hit when it came out, and you can't find it anywhere. I mean, I have a copy on DVD, but I want, my digital version.
Right. Yeah. I
So,
am.
yeah.
Yeah.
But
Fandango at home is pretty good. I bought be you sparked my interest in going back and watching Bewitched season one. Fandango has it for $5.
right. And but what I'm saying is, if there's a show that you really love and it's on digital, get it, because it might not, they may just disappear. Shows just disappeared. I mean, you can't
Yeah.
find any of the old television from when we were kids,
Right.
like TV movies and stuff like that. They don't exist. And I'm thinking, it's digital. What's wrong with you people? Just
Right.
pop it in there. Just insert it. There's a DVD copy out there, I'm sure. So use that one. I don't care.
Right.
But just actually, Fandango had this, another $5 thing. So I always look through that. And this time they had Never on Digital before. I mean, there wasn't anything I
I
wanted.
saw that.
There wasn't
Yeah.
anything I wanted, but I was really glad to see it happened.
Yeah.
So.
I almost bought An Affair to Remember, but then I thought, am I really gonna watch this again at least twice?
Right.
But I love the film. I've watched it several times, but am I really going to? So, all right. Well, what would you do? You find an envelope with $200 in the grocery store. Parking lot, apparently. No ID, no name, just money. Do you turn it into customer service, keep it, or leave it where it is in case the owner comes back?
I'd probably keep it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
'Cause you turn it into, customer service. Yeah. You'll never see it again. That is gone. I know, because I've seen it happen in real time. I might, if I really wanted to, I might stay in my car near where I found the thing. And if somebody comes back frantically looking for it, digging through the car and stuff like that, I'm at that point, if I had the time and was feeling really generous, yeah. But I mean, I walked into Costco last year, and there's a $20 bill on the floor. I picked it up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I I would probably, for me, either just leave it where it is or turn it into customer service. But I would probably just leave it where it is because you don't know what that was for or who did what or whatever. And it's better to just not get involved with something like that. It's like when people, like find some big bag of money or something and they bups gone with it. I'm like, dude, you are marking yourself for something bad.
Well,
Just
there's a
leave it
difference
where it
between
is.
$200 and a bag of money.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, in that same vein.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'd probably just leave it there. All right, love it or hate it. Comic book superheroes like Marvel, DC, etc.
I'm bored with it, but they're fine. You know,
Yeah, I.
give me something interesting because they're I remember I was working for Disney when they bought Marvel and Lucas and everything else they bought. And I was thinking, okay, well, Pixar is great because they're going to continue to be able to do that. And Star Wars, there's always opportunities to continue that. That's fine. But they had really kind of shot their load on all the Marvel shows at that point. And it's like, okay, so who else do you have? You know, and they're going, well, I remember them saying, well, there's Peacemaker, and I'm like, I have no idea who that is. And there's Captain Marvel, which I didn't realize Captain Marvel was a girl, you know, so I didn't know. And you know, just there were a few that they kept throwing out, and I'm like, okay, sure, then what? What, we're gonna go, you know, Hawk Girl, you know, is anybody gonna want to see that movie? So it's just yeah, I think that they're doing a good job considering I didn't think they had much to work with after the main characters were done. Because they had done Superman, they had done Batman, they had done Spider-Man, they had done, you know, the ones that we knew that were, you know, that have been on TV shows and previous movies. But I mean, right now, look, we've got our actually, it's the fourth the fourth time they've done the Fantastic Four. Seriously. Come on.
I don't, at least they got it somewhat decently right this time because I liked it. And I'll, well, actually, I did like the one that had Chris Evans in it. I did like that one. It wasn't great, but it was fine.
Did you ever
The
see
others,
the one
though,
that
oh my
they
God, the others were so bad.
Did you ever see the one they didn't release? Or they
Yes, it was
it didn't
horrible.
get released until I think it ended up on like YouTube or something, and that's when people could see it. Yeah, not good, not good. But then that's the problem. I mean, we had in 20 years we had three different Spider-Mans.
But the genius about that I loved is when they finally fucking got Spider-Man right. And they made the movies, and then that one movie where they brought all three of the Spider-Mans together. And it was the best Spider-Man movie they have done. It was so incredible. They brought all the villains together. They brought Doctor, what's his name? Doctor
Octopus.
Strange into it.
Oh.
It was just like, thank you for making this movie. I just loved it all the way through.
Well, I thought that was clever, but my favorite was their Europe trip.
But again, yes, that one was great too. But again, in the end of this movie, what's her name? His little love interest, Mary Jane, MJ, doesn't remember shit, doesn't remember him. And they go with that. And I'm just like, why do you do this all the time? You paint yourself into this horrible freaking corner and you just leave us feeling like shit after a great movie. So anyway.
Well, actually, you know, that's a lot like happy endings.
Anyway, I do love most all of them, but if you're gonna expand the Marvel Universe again with new characters or whatever, take the freaking time and do it right. Don't dash something off to make a quick buck because it just makes us not want to watch it anymore.
And also put it, you know, instead of making a movie, do a mini series like Disney's been doing, with
Oh,
some of the smaller characters, kind of put your toe in the water and don't say, oh yeah, we're going to bring out the, because what was it, the internals, and then
yeah.
that, face planted.
Right.
Yeah, that's yeah, they've got it. I think it's almost, unless you've got, you're sure you've got a guarantee, like the next time, because they're going to do a couple more of the Avengers, and those are going to be fine, they're going to do well. But these minor characters, test them out on in a TV miniseries. Do seven
Absolutely.
episodes and let us see, and see if they
Right.
like it. Because, and the other thing, if you're gonna, just go for what's, see, it's pissing me off that we can't get anybody watching female superheroes.
Absolutely, because they have so many good series and movies, and they just dismiss them because they're female. Like,
Yeah.
right now, they're finally bringing back in the, I think it's the second season of Daredevil. They're finally bringing back the four, including Jessica Jones. Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that was my favorite. And they're metahumans. They're not even like big superheroes, like
Right.
Superman. And yet the stories and the series was so good that I just wanted more and more and more of it. So, except for Ironheart or whatever it was. No, not Ironheart. Golden Fist, Iron Fist, whatever. I just did not care about that one.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know if you had a best friend who passed away and you never knew that they were trans, as their best friend, do you think they should have told you?
Oh yeah. Well, I think, if they're not telling us, then they're not telling anybody.
Right.
So, that's how I, because when I'm looking at the question, it's like somebody must have known they were trans. To find out that we didn't know that they were.
Right.
So, and if we're best friends, I think, especially who we are, I would be surprised.
Yeah, because one of my best friends is trans.
I know.
Yeah, so I couldn't imagine one of my friends, best or otherwise, not saying anything. But yes, I would be pissed, and they should have told me because I
Yeah.
would have celebrated them for who they were, and they could be authentic around me. And not have to, cloak, mask, as the term is. All right. Hey, Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you th think cancel culture promotes accountability or fear?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is, when you say accountability, that means you've got something that you've done. So yeah, you need to be held accountable for it. Do I think that it means you're like with the Kevin Spacey thing? I know that, he was a fucker and did things, but does that mean he loses his career? Does that mean he loses everything? That I don't like a whole lot. But then if you got somebody like, and the thing is, he never did it with somebody younger, except that kid from Rent who hid in his bedroom at a party and waited for him, and he said no. So, and there's that one. I can't remember his name, but yeah. But otherwise, it was he. Well, my son was 18 and he hit on him. It's like, well, your son's 18. That can. So what? That kind of bothered me. But when what is CK?
Don't, yeah, just say CK.
Yeah. When he's
Oh,
just.
you're talking about the comedian.
Yes, when he just
Yeah, okay.
pulls out his dick and goes, hey, does anybody mind me masturbating? That's gross.
Right.
But I honestly, I still don't think Harvey, you got your Harvey Weinsteins. Fuck that. We've got these assholes in this country running the country. They need to be canceled, and they need to be held accountable. So yeah, I think And if it, but they're using the fear. That's the other thing. So, it's just, I don't know. It's a hard
No,
question.
I think.
And it's also a very subjective question, but person by person.
Right. But do you think cancel culture promotes accountability or fear? And I think both, because it
Yeah.
does make us more like, for me, I know that some of my writing and some of my like scripts and things like that that I would normally do, I have gone back through them and pulled content that I'm like, that's not going to go over well. That's not going to go over well. And yet, to me, I'm thinking, you know what? This is fucking funny and it's good commentary, and this character should say that. But
Right, I get
I
that.
know that I'm not. So I'm pulling back. And I think that it's less, it sometimes lessens that work. But at the same time, there are assholes who need to be held accountable and canceled. So they're cancel culture, I mean.
Oh, and by the way, last week's question about the imposter syndrome. In my personal life, no. But in my work life, I did. And because I was thinking about that, what happened was, when I work at a job, you show me the job, you show me what you want, and I'm going to do it my way. Because, and I'm going to do it better than you think your way is. The only problem is, I remember I hated to go on vacation because somebody was going to get in there and find out that I wasn't doing it their way. Even though it was
Right.
getting done,
Yeah.
it was getting done, and it was getting done in half the time that they thought it was going to take. But that, yeah, that's when it was, I was worried
Yeah.
at that point.
Yeah, I totally get that. Sometimes I still have that with when I'm building websites and somebody's like, they want something, all this stuff, and I'm like telling them, yes, I can do that, and I know that I can do that, but it is really difficult for me to do that. And so it makes me feel like, no, I can't do that because I'm not a real designer. And yet when I
Sure.
see the finished project, I'm like, oh wow, I really did that.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do we owe kindness to people who don't deserve it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I tend to operate from a place of saying that we owe all people grace to a point,
Well,
but
I'll be
somebody
kind to
is weak.
everybody, but are there people that don't deserve kindness? Absolutely.
And giving someone grace or trying to understand their perspective doesn't mean you have to be nice to them if they're being an asshole to you. But yeah. So there you go. Thank you, Timothy. Again, amazing questions. All right. I remember Columbia House and RCA tapes for a penny.
Did you ever do it?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like,
Did you ever complete your
no.
oh.
Oh, maybe once. Other than that, no, I couldn't afford any of that stuff, but I would do the 12 for a penny, and I would like, change my first or use my middle name instead of my first name, and then like do little things with the addresses or whatever, so it looked like it was coming to a different person, just to see if I could get multiple accounts. Where did I learn it? I'm not going to say or point fingers, but happy birthday, Nephi. Yeah. So
Yeah,
we worked that system as much as we could.
I did it once, but I completed my contract.
I think the only one that I really completed was I was part of a Disney Blu-ray movie club, and I completed that one. Kind of had to. They changed their things and were like, we want your credit card. I'm like, okay. So, all right. What is in your lunchbox? Well, Mr. Moose wrote in and said, here's what's in my lunchbox. Hubby wanted carbs today, got drunken noodles. He loves this dish.
I love drunken noodles.
I don't think I've ever had them.
This is a little more. Wait, this is. Oh, you know what? There it is. Okay. I was going to say, I was looking at the second picture and the drunk, because that's Drunken Noodles. It's just, it's Thai and it's got vegetables and whatever meat you want and just lovely spicy sauce. Well, it doesn't have to have a spicy sauce. You can get it where it's just mild. But yeah, that's one, that's it. That's usually what I get when we've got a place called Tie Me Up. It's a food truck in Maui, and we usually stop there after we get out of the airport. We get the car and we usually go and get food before we go to Costco, and then because we can't check into the hotel, so it's usually we stop and get Drunken Noodles.
Very cool. And then
Yeah, what is this?
got chicken green curry for lunch, and wow, it was hot. Delicious though.
That's true.
Wow.
It's funny with when you go in and they say, "Oh, how hot do you want it?" Usually there's a white person hot and there's an Asian hot. Because just what I was told was, white people think they can eat hot, and I'm sure that some people can. Sean can, Moose can, but I don't know about the. I'm a not over a medium, but they said what happens is they go, "I want a hot as you can make it," and then they go, "I can't eat this. I'm not paying for it." So you toned it down for people who think that they can do what they can't.
That's a great way to look at it. Yeah, I can tolerate like a little above medium, and but it's got to have the flavor. It can't just have a burning heat. It's got to have like that, when you scrape
Sure.
the jalapeno seeds out, and then you have that flavor, but it's still kind of hot. Yeah, it's really yummy. And then Tom, you've got a few pictures here too.
Okay, the first one is we made beef stew, homemade beef stew. So got the stew meat, pressure cooked it, put in the vegetables, made the gravy. But the real important thing here is what's in the background, and that is it is sourdough bread. Because we were the funny thing was we were at this place called Cordy Brothers Market getting the sandwich that's the second picture, and I said, "Oh, we should get some bread." "No, we won't get some bread. It's $5 for a loaf. What, I'm oh, that's too expensive," which it's not, but just being frugal. And Sean goes, "No, let's get it. Let's get it. We'll get the loaf." And so the next day, well, let's make some beef stew so we can soak up the gravy with the sourdough. Oh my God, I am so going to get sourdough bread, as you know. And the thing is, you get a whole loaf and you just slice it into like sandwich slices. We've had turkey sandwiches. Actually, I grilled the bread, and I don't like hot turkey except Thanksgiving. So it was we did that, and we put avocado on it, and it was really yummy. And then last night I had a leftover katsu, pounded chicken. So I made a chicken a grilled cheese chicken katsu sandwich, and it was fantastic. And as good as the chicken was, the bread was just that much better. And so yeah, I'm crazy for sourdough, real sourdough bread. And I know where I can get it now, so I'm very happy. Okay.
Great. It
And
looks
but the
great.
stew was really good too, by the way. The stew was really good. I just need better lighting. And then the sandwich is a turkey with tomato, lettuce, onion on Dutch crunch bread.
Ooh, nice.
And it's well, that's a $10 sandwich.
Yeah, it looks it.
No, but you go to, I mean, you go to, think about it, you go to Togo's and you get the same sandwich and it's like 16, 8,
15, yeah.
18. And now if you want the hot pastrami, it's almost $20.
But I mean,
Yeah.
yeah.
But so Cordy Brothers, $10 sandwich, huge, huge sandwich, really good. And we've just recently rediscovered that. So, but
Huh.
it's such a beautiful sandwich. I mean, it took a great picture there too.
Yeah.
Was really happy with that.
Cool. I think
So
that
go
we
out and
might
get
have
yourself
to.
sourdough bread.
I was
That's
gonna say that, but I forget
local bakeries.
to get that. I forget that I love sourdough bread because I'm so used to just not getting stuff. Like we used to get, those rolls that like the sandwich rolls that were like they would have sweet and then they'd have like sourdough and
Yeah.
stuff. And they don't really have that brand isn't around anymore.
Well, yeah, they don't make good buns anymore, or they're
Right.
not selling them. Like hoagie rolls and stuff like
Yeah.
that. You really don't see them around here.
Right.
You have to actually source them out somewhere, and then they're usually going to be more expensive.
All right. And so once those were gone, I just stopped thinking about it.
Yeah.
But okay. So if you want to see those pictures, which you do, go over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. And don't forget that you can always send us any questions or submissions to Lunchbox or anything like that at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. And well, you can still find Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com.
Okay, you can tell him. Well, I'll tell
Okay.
him.
Okay.
This week will be our final episode of Swanner and Judd review.
Right.
So we'll remove that for next week. But you can still go there now. And you can still go there and see reviews from over, God, because this was our 21st year
Yeah.
of reviewing. So,
Oh, wow.
yeah. And it's time.
Yeah.
Actually, it reminds me when my. It was my, and I probably told this story before, but first day of sixth grade, I got up. My mother pulled out a box of cereal, thing of milk, bowl, and a spoon, and goes, "I'm officially retired." She goes, "I've been doing this for 26 years, and I'm retiring," because my sister and brother were different ages, older than I was. So
Right.
I was actually, yeah, I was 16 years. My sister's 16 years older than me. My brother is 9 years older than me, so yeah, it would have been 26 years when that happened. So that's what's happening with Swanner and Judd. We're just taking the old girl out to the back and shooting her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but swannerandjudd.com, go over and listen while you can. Iconic podcast coming to an end. But you can also catch my projects over at justkisstheguy.com. You can always listen to all the back episodes of Chubb's Gone Wild, which you can find at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild.
Well, and
And
you can also check out on YouTube, you can also check out not all of our episodes, but every one that we've been recording.
right.
And if you do, make sure to like them and you can always subscribe.
Absolutely. And that reminds me that, and it's not popping up here, so I think I have to, we may have to do it next show because I don't want to hold up our ending. But we had gotten a comment, I believe, from there we go, our Sean. And Sean says, it'd be nice if holiday stuff, including music, didn't show up until after Thanksgiving, but that's never going to happen. As much as I used to think, whatever, I would not be opposed. Each holiday needs its time.
I agree. I mean, I absolutely agree with you. I don't think that we should see October 1st, we should start seeing stuff for Halloween, and then it should just go it, like dominoes.
Yeah.
You don't put up the Valentine's Day stuff until after New Year's,
Thank you.
and then you don't put up Easter until after Valentine's Day. But
Yes.
it's like they started the Christmas music, or they start the Christmas music November 1st now, because if you're playing Christmas music, the stores that don't have their own music, will play your station, and
Right.
then you
Oh,
can,
yeah.
and that, I mean, it's all business. It really is.
Right.
And I also say, if you don't want to do it, don't buy shit ahead of time.
Yeah.
Spend your money at the time that you find appropriate, but then it's already picked over because crazies like you and I have already gone through and got all the good stuff.
Well, and you know what? And honestly, it doesn't feel like there's much good new stuff anymore. Like CBS, which used to be a bastion of going and getting cheap, good quality decorations, now is like they all suck and they're super expensive.
Well, that's the, you know, because if you're looking for cheap, good shit, that's the number one problem. Did you hear that the Spirit Halloween stores are now going to have Spirit Christmas stores?
And I am going to be looking into that. If we
No,
have one
I've already
here,
looked into it. They're
yeah.
not going to be on the West Coast this year. They're
Oh.
trying them out mostly north, what do you call that? Like Minnesota,
Okay. Yeah.
Wisconsin,
North. Northeast.
Michigan area is
Yeah.
where I
Northwest.
the one
Northeast.
I saw, the thing I saw. It's going to be 20 to 30 stores in that area. They're going to
Oh.
try them out.
Wow.
I was just
Okay.
hoping for one. I would love that, because if have you been into the Halloween Spirit Store?
Not in years, but I loved it.
Oh my God. I mean, if you're into Halloween, they've got a lot of good stuff. I mean,
Yeah.
it's really cool. And so that's why I was looking forward to the Christmas one, because that's my holiday.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. I love
okay.
that. You always have a beautiful tree. Okay, so that is what we got for this time. Thank you, everybody. And we love you, and we'll catch you next time. Happy Halloween.
Bye-bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.